Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Now, I'm very lucky to have in the studio, hot off their first single release, I believe, I have half of Hatch in the studio. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are we going?
Very good, thank you.
Are you living the highs of fame and riches now?
Yeah, to our 100-something Instagram followers, for sure. We're living the highs of fame.
Famous in Christchurch.
Yeah.
Claim it.
It's easy to achieve fame here, so the challenge is the rest of the world. But yeah, we'll get to that. Anyway, you guys are relatively new, I guess, the scene. So to our listeners out there who kind of don't know who you guys are, How did this all start?
This actually started with a chance meeting in a bank in Edgware.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those little fate moments that sort of you encounter in your life that you jump at the opportunity. So I was playing in one band and this guy turned up. He was a drummer at the end of one of our sessions and he was an epic drummer. And I remember saying to one of the members of the band, like, we should get that guy into our band. And then the lockdown happened in August and that band sort of went on a hiatus. And I was in the bank and I was listening to the song in the bank. It was a terrible pop song.
Right,
and there was a guy in the queue behind me was tapping his feet. And I couldn't believe someone was tapping their feet to a crappy pop song. And I turned around to give him some shit for it. I was like, what are you tapping your feet to this song to? And he wiggled his eyebrows from behind his mask and it was this drummer. And I couldn't believe it. I'd been wanting to bump into him for weeks. Like, I'd been thinking about him for ages.
Oh my God.
And I was shocked. I was just like, mate, meet me outside. Let's have a chat. And within 2 minutes of chatting, he asked me, he said, do you want to start a band? And I was like, fuck yeah, with you as the drummer, absolutely. And then we set off, found a guitarist and a bass player who we have since changed. As you find your sort of chemistry, we changed a couple of members, got this wizard on guitar who is Travis, and then a bass player from Kaipoi and Countdown.
Okay.
Which was a rather interesting find as well, because he's a wizard on bass too.
What a weird story, but kind of cool. I love that. So how's it been so far? Has it been kind of a bit of a journey in finding like your creative process, or does it kind of just flow really well?
I mean, we've been super lucky. Every time we've come to write music together, everything has flowed. I think it's more down to the caliber of the musicians in the band.
Yeah, right.
As to how well everything just flows out creatively. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Obviously, lyrically, that sort of comes to me as it comes. I don't know. Writing lyrics is one of those inspired moments. But
yeah,
luckily,
totally.
Travis is a riff machine. And so once he gets going, the rhythm section get behind him. And we have songs pretty immediately when we start writing, which is it's a blessing because it means we're getting to build our original setup to the point where we've got enough to sort of play a decent length show.
Yeah, right, right.
And that's something we really enjoy, is not playing any covers. Like, we like to just be ourselves and be an originals band.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've never been in a band because I have no musical talent, but I can imagine it would suck to play covers. So
it's not fun. No. I mean, it can be fun. But
yeah, I mean, there are some good songs out there, but
that's not why you become a musician.
Totally. So anyway, your song that's out now, The Provoker.
Yeah.
How did this come about? And was it the first song you guys actually made, or was it the song you decided would be a good first song?
It was not the first song we wrote, but it was one of our earlier songs. It was before we'd changed members. Me and Stacey actually wrote it on Christmas Day. Me and the drummer wrote it. And I actually had shingles at the time, which is a rather nasty bit of a...
Yeah, I've had shingles before.
It's not a fun time.
No, it's
not. Someone said to me, oh, you're really happy for someone who's got shingles. And I thought, well, yeah, it takes all my energy to be this happy. And that's the opening lyric of the song. It takes all my energy to be this me. And it just flowed from there, and it's a bit of a commentary around what was happening at the time, which last year everyone was trying to convince each other it was a good idea to get jabs and all the rest of it, and everyone was sort of falling out, which is where the idea for the provoker came from, was like everyone's got an opinion on this stuff.
Yeah, right.
And like it almost seemed as though people, you know, one person's opinion, because they were so strong in it, was more important than what your personal beliefs were.
Yeah, right.
And so it was really written on that sort of energy, which is why it's quite a...
It's high energy.
Yeah, it's sure. Definitely a high energy tune.
It was an interesting time. There's a lot of intense conversation, just like everywhere you went, really.
Yeah. It was like everyone, you know, you had families turning against each other on it, which, you know, it's quite a provocative time, really.
Yeah, it was. So appropriate name for the song, really. So we're going to play it after this interview. But before we get there, what's kind of next for you guys? What's happening now?
So we've got a gig at the weekend, which we're playing at the Dart Room's annual fundraiser.
Right,
so there's like 18 bands on. There's like the Crustaceans are playing, Bear Trap are playing. There's loads of bands on. So if you're free on Saturday night, the 17th, definitely get down to the Dart Room. We've got a couple of gigs lined up for next year, playing with a couple of bands that we've become friends with.
Cool.
And then I think we're going to try and release a full EP at the start of next year. Oh, yeah. Thanks, management, kindly reminding us.
Sitting in the corner.
Sitting in the corner, giving us the plugs. We're playing a show on the 3rd of Feb at 12 Bar. And then sometime in January, I don't think we've got that confirmed what date yet, but we'll be playing at the Village Inn in Sumner as well. And then hopefully towards the middle of the next year, we'll start getting out and about around Aotearoa and start introducing ourselves to the rest of New Zealand.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And it's very exciting to talk to bands kind of at this point, you know, when they're fresh and very new. And it'll be exciting to see where you guys go. So thanks for joining me this morning. To our audience out there, here is the Provoker.
One thing before we jump off.
Oh, yes.
At That Band Hatch on Instagram. Definitely want to get that up, because this is the audience industry, not the music industry anymore.
that.band.hatch.
Yeah, that's us.
On Instagram, go follow them. They need the love. So anyway, once again, for our audience right now, here is The Provoker. Enjoy.
Switch. You're the provoker, the unitchable itch, provoking ferocious. Keep your explosive basement of what I love next.